The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 192, Run, Bella, Run.
Georgia, switch from standby to ready.
Initiating main drives. Pre-warm-up procedures started. Main reactor coming online.
Temp gauge is responding. Reactor rods in the green. Give me an open channel to Jaffra.
Open channel to Jaffra. Cleared for hands-free communications.
Jaffra, we have initiated startup. Do I need to contact Newmarket for clearance?
Get clearance for departure west and that we're in pursuit of a stolen spacecraft.
You found the Canberra?
As we were leaving the converted hotel, we spotted a huge dust cloud to the west. I contacted Cool Regional Control and they verified a radar hit on a large spacecraft. There was no transponder signal.
Yeah, that's got to be the Canberra. She probably realized we turned the transponder back on, so she shut it down. Marco and I have reached the scout vehicles. We're on our way.
Gabby, how close are you to being flight ready?
We're almost there. If you see the ramp down, board and prepare for departure.
I copy.
Copy that.
Cali clearance delivery. This is the Mercury. We are requesting immediate delivery from Newmarket Spaceport for departure west.
Mercury, what is the nature of your request?
We are an IDF vessel pursuing two bounties in a stolen spacecraft. The vessel's the Canberra, out of Boldabar, with two fugitives aboard. They've been spotted west of Newmarket.
Copy that, Mercury. We just received information on that vessel. When you are ready to taxi, call departure and we will expedite the taxi and runway clearance from here.
Roger that. Mercury clear.
All systems online and ready for operation.
Lower ramp.
Lowering ramp. Gabby, I would like to ask a question.
Go for it.
I am detecting higher stress levels in your voice, and your heart rate is elevated. I noticed these same readings when the Rage Fighter attacked the Mercury. Do I need to check the defense shields before we depart?
That won't be necessary. The levels from the attack were the result of fight or flight. These levels are from high anticipation.
I understand. You are excited at the prospect of regaining Miship.
Good morning.
Good morning, Agent Hawk. We are delighted to have you join the team.
Thank you. I'm really excited about joining. Jameson, it's good to see you again.
Likewise, Agent Hawk. Did you enjoy your seafood feast on the chop tank?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry you two couldn't join us.
I'm certain that we can make that up someday. But now, you're our guest. We could offer you some fish and chips, perhaps. But it may not compare to your fresh seafood.
Actually, I've always wanted to go to an English pub and order fish and chips.
I'm certain we could easily arrange that.
I take it you're all settled in and ready to go?
Yes. Miss Pennypacker set me up with really nice accommodations, so I'm well rested and ready to go. The director filled me in on the general facts. Now, who is this Agent Doug?
I've known him for several years. He spent most of his time working in the Baltic area, in particular the countries bordering Russia, mostly Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and a short time in Belarus.
So Ukraine completes the Western Front of Russia. Well, I'm ready to get to work. Where do I start?
He left us a list of people closest to the case. We're going to essentially do a background check on them. We'll need to dig a little deeper into their personal history.
We're looking for any changes in their financial history, personal relationships, or any new clubs they may have joined.
How about their online presence?
I'm glad you brought that up. I know from the case that we just concluded that you and Kelly did a lot of digging into social media and the footprints of Hank and Louie. So I'd like you to concentrate on that.
That's going to be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
Yeah, I imagine if we had a mole, he certainly wouldn't be out there on social media as himself.
Or herself. I'm sure your organization keeps track of all outgoing internet messages from here. It would be easy to trace.
So far, nothing is going out from MI6 terminals, or at least nothing is being detected.
This will be quite a challenge. But we managed to trace Hank's social media postings, so it can be done. What will you two be doing?
I'm digging into financials, everything from deposits to recent purchases.
And I'll be going through their case files to see if there are any overlaps with these disappearances.
I propose that we start with the same subject. That way, we can exchange any information we come across.
Very good idea. We'll start at the top of the list. These names are in an order determined by Agent Doug. He based it on his suspicions, those he felt who were closest to the case.
And so we begin.
Welcome back to the BSS, Agent Barnes.
Hey, thank you, man. I am really glad to be back.
Missed us that much, did you?
Well, you know, not to cast any dispersions on you two or the BSS. I'm mostly glad to be back because it means I'm headed home.
No offense taken. I completely understand. So did you get your prisoners all squared away?
Yeah, I think so. Both of them should be there a little while until their trial.
I know we try to treat everyone fairly, but do these two really need a trial?
Yeah, you know, you're right. We got the goods on them. It's what we on the force call a slam dunk. I think this trial would be more of an extended sentencing hearing. Any word from the Mercury?
We, of course, lost contact with them once they passed through the portal. But up until then, everything was fine.
Oscamo? I don't understand. There's a relay right through the portal.
More like there was a relay through the portal.
Evidently, when that Rage Fighter was on your six, a stray cannon shot hit the relay set and knocked out communications throughout the portal.
Given the distance involved, without that relay, there is essentially no communication between us and the Cali system.
Wow. That means they're operating in the blind with no outside help.
They are on their own.
I don't think they'll have any problems if they counter Bella or Wi-Fi. Gabby has enough skills right now to detect Wi-Fi's presence.
So how is she handling that biometric device in her brain?
Well, you know, she really complained at first. She said it was like having a song stuck in your head, but worse, because you could actually hear it. I told her I had the same problem at first. With time, she's learning quite literally how to tune it out.
My only concern was them encountering another rogue fighter. I really wish the controller had directed an escort to shadow them.
Now, you know, they can't afford to expend those kind of resources. With the attack on our shuttle, they're at DEFCON 2 right now. Everything they have is committed to the defense of Voldemort.
I'm sure they'll be okay. That fighter was rogue. We haven't detected any Rage activity since then. Besides, the Mercury was resupplied and their defense shields reinforced.
I'm just wondering if they do find the Canberra, how they're gonna get it back? There's not enough crew to fly both ships safely.
They had a direct flight to the portal, but we did discuss that on the radio. The plan is to get within the range of the station and have our Robo 4 auto dock it to the BSS. We could then shuttle a crew up here and get it back on the surface of Boldabar.
Well, you know, that's about the only thing they could do. I'm sure Joe Mac and Marco could take off without a whole lot of trouble. They're both pretty good pilots.
So what are your plans when you get back home?
I'm gonna go straight to my favorite restaurant and forget about any kind of diet.
I hear you on that one. It's been a while since I had a real home-cooked meal.
Well, of course, I'll be landing eventually at Martin State and getting a briefing by Pierman. From there, I'll contact my partner at the agency, see if there's any new business.
You watch. There'll be another Honkin insertion, and you'll be chasing him back to Baltimore.
Right. So we'll keep the light on for you.
You know, I'm hoping it's a nice, easy background check for a government employee applicant. Something I'm actually supposed to be doing. Enough of this alien chasing and portal hopping.
I see. You just want to be bored for a while. I can appreciate that.
Now you guys got me thinking about home and good old Eastern Shore cooking.
We still have some of Vlad's leftover pierogies here. We could fix you up some real quick.
Let me think about that. No.
Thank you.
Newmarket Tower. Mercury departure west is filed. Over.
Mercury cleared as filed. Contact Alley Center at 906.7. Good hunting.
Mercury copy. 906.7. Thank you, sir. Cali Center. Mercury with you at 500 westbound Newmarket for flight following. Over.
Mercury, Cali Center. Squawk 1240 and ident. Mercury, radar contact. We understand you've requested an altitude of 500 for a search mission. Over.
This is Mercury. Affirmative. Request notification if you pick up any freighter on radar.
Roger that, Mercury. We're looking.
Mercury clear.
Joe Mac, I need you in the cupola. You'll have a 360 view. You should be able to spot the Canberra before anyone else.
You're not asking me to shoot my own ship down, are you?
Now wouldn't that be poetic justice?
No, you do that and we run the risk of not only losing your ship, but Joffre's two bounties.
We have the capability of firing a strong EMP burst that could force her to land.
You mean crash?
Look, Skipper, the Canberra's a tough old bird. If we could force it down over a level field of the water, we have a chance of little damage.
Oh, I suppose so. I'm still not keen on it.
Now that would be a last resort. If it's only Bella flying, there's no way she could monitor us trailing her. What's the capability of your onboard computer?
It's the standard navigational model. It monitors course, direction and speed, and all systems for operational readiness.
So no AI to alert you to suspicious traffic?
No, only a proximity warning indicator.
Okay then, head on up to the cupola. If you see your ship, radio Gabby the relative bearing.
Will do, but don't ask me to shoot her down, I won't do it.
I still think it would be poetic justice.
Georgia, please display the aeronautical sectional for this area on the monitor.
Accessing the Cali City sectional. Displaying on monitor one.
What are you looking for?
She was last seen heading west. What do you see to our west?
Cali City. Do you think she's headed back there?
My guess is no, unless she's very desperate to find a crew, and she could quite possibly have someone on board to help her already. In that case, maybe she is headed back. But what's in between here and there?
Nothing but water. Lots and lots of water.
A nice flat ocean with no high obstacles to interfere with nap flight.
Nap to the earth. Loved it. Skim the treetops, drop into the canyons, and fly near as possible without crashing your fighter. If she flies Nap, there's no chance radar would pick her up. But I don't think she has it in her. Heck, I don't think she can spell it.
Now that's my guess. If that's her plan, then she'll most likely turn north to avoid land.
And by doing that, avoid any radar. That would give her the opportunity to attempt orbit without being detected.
All right, I'm in position. I don't see any sign of me ship yet. Have you picked up anything?
Cali Control's reporting no radar contact. Our guess is that she's headed over the ocean, flying right off the deck to avoid radar.
Now, do you think she's attempting an orbital insertion undetected?
That's our best guess.
We'll continue west until we hit the ocean. At that time, Gabby, I want you to radio call center for an altitude change. We'll go to at least 5,000 and then use our sweeping radar over the water. If she's there, we'll find her.
Well, what do you know? Messages. Well, okay then. Don't leave a message.
This is an important message about your car's warranty.
For the 100th time, no thank you. Next.
This is Mrs. Johnstone at the Internal Revenue Service.
Uh-oh.
Your agency is now on our list of approved bidding services. We have a candidate we'd like you to research. Please call me at 1-866-555-5748. Thank you.
Well, what do you know? It's not a stray cat, alien spy, or cheating husband. It's actually something we're supposed to do.
Human Resources, Mrs. Johnstone. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Kelly Merritt from the Barnes Agency. I'm returning your call.
Yes, thank you for
Well, he's wrapping up a case right now. It required him to be out of town, but he'll be back the day after tomorrow. I'm his partner. Perhaps you could tell me what you need, and I can get the ball rolling.
Okay, I'll gather up the info and fax it to you. This applicant is applying for a job within our business division, so we need a good vetting.
Well, we can certainly take care of that for you. I'll have Detective Barnes double-check my work before we send you anything. Like I said, he should be back here day after tomorrow.
That's fine. I'll make sure my fax number is on the material I'm sending you in the attention line also. Thank you for calling us back, Miss Hawk.
Okay, thank you.
Barb O'Neill.
Hey, this is Kelly. You were right. I walked into the office and had a vetting case waiting for me.
And can I say I told you so?
I believe you just did.
So what's the case? I hope it isn't a cat up a tree.
Well, that was my first thought. But no, the IRS is looking to vet an applicant. And I thought most of their applicants came through the government employment ranks.
For the most part, they do. But there are occasions when someone, for instance, is coming out of college with a degree they need. People have to start somewhere.
Yeah, but most times it's at the city or county level, then the state.
Maybe they have connections. I'm sure whatever it is, you and Barnes will find out.
Yeah, okay. Well, is there anything new on Jim?
According to our timeline, if everything went smoothly, he should have boarded the Deep Space Stip this morning, so he'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
Good. That's what I told the lady at HRO. At least I can get started with a background check. And if I need help, I hope I can call on you.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Well, it's getting late. How is everyone doing on the third subject?
So far, he's as clean as the first two. I don't see any unusual financial activities at all.
How about you, Kate?
The same. None of our subjects so far have any social media footprint. Right now, I'm going through spouses and relatives to see if there's anything suspicious. How about you?
I ran a cross-check on their past cases, and none of them line up with any of our lost informants. Not a single one of them worked on any cases, nor were they in the same country as our missing spies.
That was only three suspects out of many. I don't consider any of this a failure.
What was it Thomas Edison said after someone asked him, "How does it feel to fail 1,000 times?
I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps.
The good thing is that we don't have to go through 1,000 names, so we're ahead of the game.
Well, I think it's too late to start on a candidate number 4. We can start afresh in the morning after a good night's rest.
Ah, that's it, I see. Agent Hawk, how are you enjoying your first day of work here?
I'm finding it quite fascinating. Things are done a little differently on this side of the pond. I keep expecting 007 to walk through the door and toss his hat across a room onto the hat rack.
And Mr. Fleming took quite a few liberties writing those series of books.
So you don't have any license to kill agents with 00 numbers?
I'll just say I'm not at liberty to discuss internal issues. How's that?
That's as good as a yes for me.
So how is the search coming along?
We have thoroughly researched the first 3 candidates on your list, and everyone appears to be clean.
None of them have any issues out of the ordinary when it comes to their finances. All are living within their means.
I was just telling Agent Simon and Jameson that none of the 3 I've processed have any kind of social media presence.
Well, that's as it should be. When you do intelligence work, you really need to be as invisible as possible. This is actually good news to me. I'm hoping that everyone on that list is clean.
And what if they are, sir? Where would we go from there?
We'll do a deep sweep of our own security system, and then we start in our foreign embassies, like Agent Doug is doing.
Any word from Dale?
Yes, I was coming to tell you that his flight arrived in Kiev on time, and he's presently en route to our embassy. There's not much we can do today, so I'll have him contact you in the morning, and you can update him on the list.
Very well, we'll brief him in the morning.
Enjoy your evening, everyone. We'll get back at it in the morning.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Kate, your first day at MI6.
And your first day fully reinstated. How does it feel?
Oh, I feel useful and alive. After I was wounded, I didn't see much hope for the future. I came out of the whole ordeal with a new face, a new voice, and I wondered how would my family and friends treat me. It really was quite concerning.
And how did everyone treat you?
At first, they didn't know what to say or how to react. But eventually, everyone got used to the new me, and it seems to be working out. As for being back to work, it's awesome.
I never knew the former Kate Hawk. I suppose she was nice, but I rather admire the new one. So you see, you can still impress people who never knew your former self, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. I never really thought about that. I'm thinking that I'm a different person when I meet someone new and they're not seeing who I was.
Yes, they should be seeing who you are, not who you were. And with that bit of philosophical mumbo-jumbo, I'm heading home. See you both in the morning.
Cali Center, Mercury with you at 5,000.
Mercury, we have you at 5,000. You are cleared for maneuvers. We still have no radar contact with the Canberra. We'll advise.
Mercury out.
Georgia, continue a 180-degree sweep of the ocean surface. Report any radar contact.
Sweeping 180 degrees. All clear.
I don't see anything but ocean. Nothing but water as far as the eye can see.
Well, Joe Mac, guess what? If all you see is ocean, then all you'll see is water.
Keep an eye out on the horizon as well. You'll be looking for a contrail.
You really think she'd try to make a run for it?
I think Bella is desperate enough to try anything, including trying to achieve orbit.
Well, what are we going to do if we find her and she won't heave to? You know, the skipper's not going to shoot down his own ship, even if it is just an EMP burst.
We'll have to deal with that when we find her.
Say, Gabby, Barnes said that you had that biometric device in your head, just like him and Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, and?
Well, can't you tune in and track him?
It's not that easy. First of all, the range is limited. I could sense the doctor on Cali when I was on the ship and he was in the hospital, but he was transmitting with a high-power transmitter. Person-to-person has a pretty short range.
Is there any way to use Georgia's strong transmitter to acquire a signal?
That would be counterproductive. He could sense me, but I couldn't sense him, so they'd know we were on their trail.
Mercury, Cali Center.
This is Mercury. Go ahead.
We have a report from a commercial fishing vessel of a space freighter flying dangerously low. We think it's your target. Turn right to heading 330. Aircraft is 150 standard miles at 200 standard knots and accelerating.
Mercury, right 330 and engaging.
Hey, what's going on? Why are we turning north?
A fishing vessel reported a space freighter flying below authorized altitude. We have a heading and it's about 150 standard miles ahead.
That's gotta be me ship.
Now, how did I know he was gonna say that?
Captain, I have a radar signature at 120 standard miles. Speed is 250 standard knots. Size indicates a possible match for the Canberra.
Gabby, all ahead full for atmospheric conditions.
Roger that. All ahead atmospheric full.
ETA to the Canberra is 3 standard minutes.
We can't risk going any faster. Bridge to Jomac. Prepare the EMP cannon.
It's too late for that. I see a big contrail. Bella's making a run for it.
Will Bella once again evade the Mercury and get away? Will Simon and company find the mole at MI6? And what kind of case is Kelly really taking on? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Big Space Chase.